Either I own, belongs in my friend's property, my teku. That's a shiloh. Do you also own the karka in between? Maybe only if I sell you three trees in my karka. If it's all my karka, then I sell you three trees, you get the karka in between. But here, that one tree was on the boundary, or one tree belonged to somebody else, maybe you do not mean to give the trees in between. Boy Ravashi, Bo Marsha Tafsi. Let's say there's a bore in between the three trees. Amasamaya Marsha, let's say there's a flow of water in between. Hushosarabim Mahu, what's the locho? Richba the Dikli Mahi. There are different, Richba Dikli means Har covers the Kolam Harbe Biyach, a lot of different growths of palms in between. Teku, that's a suffix. If these things are in between these three trees, does it make it look like one sale of three trees or not? That's a teku. Boy mine hilum merebi. Olo erez b'neim. Let's say an erez, a cedar tree going between them. Mao. Olo barshusa hidei. Nofak. Elo. Olo barshusa hidei. Nofak. Why not? It grew up in his rishusa. Avad is called his. Elo hoye erez b'neim. Let's say there was already a cedar tree in between Mao. Or Malay. Kona v'kona. Avad is kona that also. I sold you these three trees and you get the conquer in between. So if there's a cedar tree in between it, Havadra is also called part of the sale. Ketzad hein oimdin, Rava mekeshur. How do these three trees have to be to say you get the karka in between? So Rav says keshur in a straight line. It has to be, these three trees have to be in a straight line. Shmuel lo mekechatzuv, it could be like in a circle. It could also be you get the karka in between. Man diyom mekeshur, I sell to in a straight line. Kol shchein chatzuva. Avad went around in a circle. Man diyom mekechatzuv, avukeshur alai. In a straight line, then no, you can't put the two together. Chatzuv is like a triangle like. My taimo, mishum dimizdara ben tayim, because you grow different things in between them, it looks like separate things. That's not called one thing. That's not called like one. Dimizdara, the name. Maskalor of Amnuna, lomandiyam kechatzuv, the one that says only if you buy the three trees like a triangle, my taimo, tloimizdara ben tayim, because you don't grow in between, that's called like one thing. Elamayata, Zovan la Tlosa Higirum Yisa. If you buy three higi like thorns, the Le Mizdara bin Taim, things don't grow in between, don't plant in between them. Hochinam and Yeshla Kaki get Kaki in between. Omlehanach le Chashivi, Hanachashivi. Those things are not Choshev altogether. But otherwise, these things are Choshev. As if you grow three different trees along in a straight row, he holds, but you're going to plant in between. So the original owner doesn't mean to give away the Kaki in between. When I sell you three trees, one, and the third one, like in a triangle, then I don't mean to plant in between. Then, Tak, I mean to give you all three trees. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're up to Daf. Pei Gimel Amadeus. We'll start over again from the top of the Gemara. Again, Bori Ravashi Yester Shailom. Bor Mao Shetavsik. If you have a bor in between these trees, in other words, again, the Mishnah said that if you buy three trees or somebody, so you also buy the land in between. The question is, what about if there's a bore, a ditch in between the two trees? Does that divide up the trees? It's not called like one set of three. Rather, it's called separate trees and you do not get the karka in between. Or else, if there's a flow of water, like a little stream of river flowing in between the two trees. Or else, for shosarabim mahu, all be the loch of a Rosh Hashanah. People walk through these two trees. Is it called that you bought three trees with a crack in between or not? Or else, richpo de diklo mahu. What's going to be if you have a lot of palm trees starting to grow up in between these other trees? Richpo de diklo means, Rashbam says, harkovas the kolim. Your maki are grifting different the kolim palm trees. So mahu, are these things mafsik? It's considered like one sale of three trees and you do get the karka. Or maybe we look at you buying separate trees. Some more says take more by sofik. In such cases, when these things are in between, are you kind of a karka or not? Another more says, boy mine hilal merebi. Olo eras bineya maho. What's going to be if an eras, a cedar tree, grew in between these three trees that you bought? Some more says, question, olo. What do you mean? Like if it first grows up now, so when you first bought these three trees, you're kind of the kak in between it. So if the tree grew up there now, of course it belongs to you. It grew in your karka. Whereas Ella rather the shaila was like this. Elohoyo Erez Beneihim Maho. But let's say there was already an Erez tree between them. What's going to be the locha? Or Malay, corner of a corner, he said, yes, for sure you corner it. In other words, you also corner the Erez, the cedar tree. Even though mainly you were buying three different type of trees, that's the locha. When you buy three trees, you also corner the trees in between them. Then Mishnah Gemara says, "Ketzad heinoimdim." How is the case that you buy three trees that we say you buy the karka in between them also? What's the case? Ketzad heinoimdim. So Rav Amar Keshura. Rav says even though they're in a straight line, one after another, if you kind of three trees in a straight line, you also get the karka in between them. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, kichatzuva. Only if it's like a triangle, like one opposite one and then one on top in the middle, like a triangle. That's the one you're kind of the karka in between. Samar explains. Man the Yama Keshura, according to Rav, it says, even by a Keshura, so according to Rav, but he says Keshura, Samar says, so, Kol Shechen Keshur Kechatsuva, Keshura, he also agrees that you'll be kind of the karka in between if the three trees are like a triangle. But a man the Yama Kechatsuva, but according to Shmuel, it says only when the trees are in a triangle, Avu Keshura Loi. But if the three trees you buy are in a straight line, then you will not receive the karka in between. My time mishum de mizdara bentayu, because the original owner could plant and plow there. His plow could go in between by the trees, down a straight line. So therefore, it does not mean to give up that karka. Only when it's like a triangle, then anyway, in between there, he can't plow there, so then he gives up that karka. So where it says, mask of law, Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnun asked the question, if so, Laman the Yama Kechatsuva, that according to Shmuel, that you only get the karka when it's a Kechatsuva, when you don't plant in between, but in a straight line, then you do not receive the karka. If so, like, my time, what's your reason? Tle Mizdara Bentaya, because you don't plant in between, Elamayat, if so, Zovad Le Tlas, Higi Maisa. They said they sell you these three type of herbs, three type of bushes here. To learn Mizdara Bentaya, that people do not grow things in between them. It's like thorns. They're hard to get in there, so you don't plant there. So if you buy these three like bushes, you want to say, you also cutting the kark around there, since you can't use the kark, is that the svara? So he answers back, no. I'll tell you, Omalei, Hanech L'chashivi, Hanech Chashivi. You need like two tenoyim. These small bushes here, they're not choshev at all. Therefore, even when you buy the three of them, you do not receive the karka in between. Mashenka, when you buy three big trees, they're there, they are choshev, they're important. So then we say, if it's planted, like if they're in a triangle, that anyway, the original owner will not be able to use the karka in between, so good, then he means to sell the karka in between. That's machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now the Mishnah says, if somebody sells you the head of a big animal, head of an ox or of a cow, so he does not mean to sell the feet also. When somebody asks for the head, he means only the head and not the feet. Let's say he speaks that clearly, I want to buy the feet of the animal, so in a stam sale, it does not mean to include the head. What about the mochares akona? He says, I want to buy the kona. Usually that means the windpipe. Here the Rashbam says, he hareya. It means the whole thing. It means the lungs also. Somebody wants to buy the lungs. It is lo mochares akovid. You do not get the liver. The liver is not included. Mochares akovid. Let's say somebody sells you the cover, the liver. Lo mochares akona. He is not selling you the kona. That's not included. The lungs are not included. Abu Badaka, what's going to be by a behem Badaka, by a small one, like by a lamb or by sheep? Then, Mochares HaRosh, Mochares Raglayim. When you sell the head there, Menastam, you also mean the feet, since the head by itself is so small, there's no chshivas to it, so for sure you also mean with the feet of the animal also. Mochares Raglayim, Loi Mochares HaRosh. But the raglayim, these are more choshev. So if you say you want to buy the raglayim, then we say you do not mean the head. In other words, if you buy the more important thing, the less important is also included. Like if you buy the head, so the raglayim is also included. When you buy the raglayim, then we say the head is not included.
Because the head is more choshev than the raglayim. So if you only ask for the raglayim, then we do not say the rosh is included in that tail.
Now, mocheres hakono, let's say you buy the lungs of a behemoth daka, so mocheres hakovid, the liver is also included. Mashma, the lungs is more choshev than the liver. However, mocheres hakovid, let's say he's only selling you the liver, that's the more important one, that's the less important one, then le mocheres hakono, you do not automatically receive the lungs, only if you speak it out. Now the Mishnah says, Abor midos b'mochrin. There are four different ways, midos, by selling things. What does that mean? Whether it's a good sale or not a good sale. Mochaloi chitin yofois. Let's say I sell you, or you ask me for good wheat. You want nice, clean wheat. Chitin yofois. Venim tsurois. And when you come home, you open up your bundle, you find out that they're bad wheat. They're not what you wanted. So locher is, halokeach yocholach saboi. The lokech, the one that bought it, has the right to come back and retract and to be choizer. That's not what I took from you. I have a right to take it back. Like he was Nasan, he got gypped, he paid money for good wheat, and you gave him bad one. So the meichel like was
So again, so the pshat is that the lokech, we want to he could be choizer, because the code like I know that the meichel gypped him. The Maisa, real Mekach Tois, is not called here. The Mekach himself cannot retract because he said he's selling you wheat, and the Maisa, he did sell you wheat. Just it's not as good, it's not worth, it's not the same value that you asked for. Therefore, it's called Lekach was Nisan, he lost out, and therefore, as Lach like I know, Lekach, if it's a Shtus, he has a right to be Chayzer or to get back his money. So that's the first Midah of a Mekach, where the Mekach cannot retract. But Lekeach could. What's going to be? Royce, you asked for bad wheat. Venimtsu yofos. Now you paid a very low price for bad wheat. And it came out, when you came home, that the Mecher gave you good wheat. So then, Mecher yocholach zavoy. Now it's the opposite. The Mecher was the one that was Nisana. He got gypped. He didn't realize what he gave. And he did not get enough money. So if he got gypped of six, he could also be Chayzer. Or ask them to pay him the money. What's going to be Rois v'nimtza Rois, Yofois v'nimtza Yofois, and Echav mehem yocholach zaboy. If it was exactly what they said, Pshita, so then you can't be Chayzer. That's the Kenyan. They made a Kenyan Mechir here. Once the Kenyan is Chal, you can't retract.
Now, what's going to be Shechamtzis v'nimtza Slavona, you ask, let's say, for a red type of wheat, and it came out what you received is white type of wheat. Liyas v'chamsin, it came out to be levono, or else the opposite. Levono, you asked for white type of wheat. V'nimseis shechamsis came out that it was like red type, but there from the lotion of the sun makes it red. Or else eitzim shozesim, you asked for the wood from an olive tree. V'nimsu shalshikmo, they gave you the wood of a sycamore tree, shall shikmo v'nimtzes shall zayis, or else the yain v'nimtze chaymes, you asked to buy wine, and it came out what he gave you was vinegar, or the opposite, chaymes v'nimtze yain, you asked for vinegar, and you received wine, talachurish nei michodum lachzaben. This is called the real mekach tois, this is not what you ask for, therefore the sale never took place, it's a mekach tois, both sides have a right to retract. Now the Gemara says,